DukeandTheGang.com presents The Break Show.
Welcome to The Break Show.
I thought you were going to start with The Break Show. It was a special show.
The Break Show is a special show. Starring Nick.
And
the
Brett.
The star of Puke and the Gang.
Oh, thank you.
So, here we are.
Again.
I'll just follow your lead.
Do you ever leave your place of work and you go, I can't believe it's been another week?
Where's my life? I used to do that all the time.
Okay. Did it feel like they were going by faster and faster?
No, because I left work when I was younger than you, like having a place of work.
Sure.
I haven't been in a workplace really since, aside from a brief time getting a job in 2009, I've been kind of mobile or self-employed. And I mean like self-employed, not in an irresponsible way, since I was about 28.
Okay.
I used to work in a school, though, and I'd go there and be like, oh, another week. And it was short. You know, I used to work 28 hours a week.
That is pretty short.
I figured out how to do it and get paid full time. Wasn't bad.
I know. So me compared to Andrew, I feel like I'm a slacker bot. I go in at 8 to 8:30, whatever I feel like, basically, because no one says anything. And then I go home and watch Netflix.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's it.
Yeah, I used to work like school. This was a private school, and it would start at 9 in the morning. So I would do like 8:30 to 2:30. I'd have all my planning done during the summer, like writing lesson plans and stuff. And then, 6 hours a day, 4 days a week, and then Friday was a fucking half day.
What?
3 hours a day.
The school was a half day? Or
Four days. So 6 hours, 4 days a week,
right,
and then 4 hours on Friday. That shit ruled.
Now, was your job half a day, or the school was a half day every Friday?
The school was a half day every Friday.
That is real faggy.
It was pretty faggy.
Who's teaching their kids for a half day?
These kids didn't learn anything anyway.
Oh, okay.
They were like rural Vermont kids.
I wonder what the status of schools is these days. Are they still doing that recess?
Yep, they do it for elementary school. You get a recess. And then in middle school and high school, they'll give you like a study hall and a lunch. They don't want you playing outside.
Yeah, I didn't get a recess in middle school. Though back in the day, that was the real argument. Like, should middle schoolers get a recess? But here, you can't have a recess. When I was a kid, I never remember feeling sweaty. And now, if I showed up at work after having done something like gym class,
yeah,
I would kill myself rather than finish the day because I feel so gross.
Were you an after gym class showerer?
Actually, no. No
Neither
one
was.
Was
I. No. Some kids were, man. And
really?
They had pubes, and I didn't have pubes.
I've talked about this on the show before, too. The fear of another man seeing you in your unders. And if they were what they called briefs or tidy whities, then you were the gayest man if you had tidy whities.
Well,
and I can't believe that that's something we worried about.
I remember that was where I was like, Jesus Christ, I gotta get boxer shorts.
Yeah,
yeah, because kids had boxer shorts and then they take their dicks out and these glorious pube covered middle school dicks, Nick. And I'd say, wow, I don't want anything to do with this. I don't want to be compared. I've got tidy whities, a little kid ding-a-ling still, and no pubes.
Right.
And now pubes were like a status thing then.
You know?
Like you had pubes. And if you had a mustache, like in sixth or in seventh, you'd grow a mustache, right? And that was basically like an indicator, I got pubes.
Oh, yeah. My friend's dick was so big compared to mine.
How big?
And then I always felt inadequate. And that's why he got married so soon.
And I
got married so late.
What kind of comparisons did you do? Did you have actual data, or was it just like a visual thing?
I looked across the room.
Oh. It was big from across the room?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You never want anyone to see your dick from across a room, because then they have like, it's in the context of the whole room. You got to get it right up in their face.
You got to get it right into a dick
Not
wiener
in like
cleaner.
A rapey way in their face, but you just want them to be close. You want their field of vision to be limited where your dick ideally takes up about a quarter of it.
Got it. You know what's stupid? Playing football. Because you run out and you're a receiver and you go, I'm open, and you never get the ball. It's really gay.
That's good exercise, though. You get a lot of steps in, probably.
I mean, I like football, but then I'm realizing how many times you just go, I'm open. And the quarterback never looks at you.
It's a lot of that. It seems like a lot of people on the... How do you feel about baseball? That's pretty much just...
standing in a field?
Seven guys standing around doing nothing.
Yeah, but at least you have sunflower seeds.
Mm-hmm. They used to do chew, some big league Red Man, they called it. Tobacco.
Oh, right. Well, I was a kid, so I would chew on sunflower seeds.
Oh, sure. What about Big League Chew? Remember that when they tried to get kids into...
I love Big League Chew.
Now, the goal was to get kids into chew, you know, with all those things.
You think? Just like those candy cigarettes?
Candy cigarettes were to get kids into smoking. And then there was things like Fun Dip that was supposed to get kids into, like, Coke.
Really? Because I loved Fun Dip, too. And Erica is not on the microphone and is talking off mic, so please talk into the mic if you want to talk. You're welcome to talk. We don't hate you just because you're a girl.
Keep talking.
Sweet. So what sport did you play? Or has this already been covered on the PCL?
Never been covered before. When I was young, I played baseball. Uh-huh. Loved it, but it sucked because I was little and round. Then by high school, I played golf. Got a letter in golf. Letterman's jacket.
You were a serious golfer.
I was a serious golfer.
Wow.
I was actually pretty good at golf. At one point in my 20s, I got down to about a 10 handicap.
Okay.
Which is great. You know what a handicap is?
I mean, I understand the concept, but I wouldn't know what a good handicap is.
All right. Well, a good, like any pro golfer would have either like a zero handicap or a negative handicap, meaning that...
They can hit better than the par, right?
They can hit better than the par. So if your handicap is 10, it means you're averaging 10 strokes over par.
Okay.
So,
now, does some authority figure have to go, Brett, we have found you worthy of the 10 handicap?
Or No. You submit average? Your scorecards. You have to submit your scorecards. Oh. And you have to get them signed. There's an attest. So if you're a member of a club...
But it's a math problem. It's not someone who has to decide.
No, it's not a decision-making thing. Okay. It's as legit as dick number.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
10 sounds good.
Yeah, 10 is good. For a handicap. Not a dick number.
I have a question. Is there a handicap for dick number?
Only if you're legitimately handicapped.
That's an interesting question.
But a Down syndrome person would have a negative handicap then?
So maybe there should be an average size, and your handicap can be plus or minus that average size?
Well, I guess the only thing that matters is would a girl or a gay man care if you whip out your dick, and they go, and then you say, no, it's okay, I have the handicap of 10. And they go, oh, in that case, it must be good.
I think we determined that average was 26, was the average number. So...
Okay.
This is serious. This is like a whole culture is building around
this. Did you guys determine this number by using your own dick numbers?
No. No, we did. Andrew searched for average length and average width and then multiplied them.
So is that in New Hampshire, the whole world, United States?
Oh, now the whole world is a kind of an interesting problem, right? Because it includes about 2.5 billion
children.
Asians. Oh, no, only adults. This is only out of adults. Oh, my God. What if all these statistics include children?
And babies, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't think anyone should be
okay
measuring a dick number from a child.
Child dick number. Name for the break show.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, so this is serious, and I don't know why, but I'm hoping this catches on. I'm hoping I can actually start something that catches on and becomes like a real part of popular culture. And then at some point it reaches a point where the novelty of it is like so
normal.
No, like the novel or the excitement about it almost normalizes it and people have to start taking it seriously. And then like scientists turn to it and they say, well, okay, a guy started this as a joke on a show called Puke in the Gang, but if we look at it now as a cultural phenomenon, does it have any scientific validity? And a bunch of money is like dumped into it at MIT and Caltech, and they develop that there, or they determine that there is a 100% correlation between dick number and IQ. And they have also now learned that dick number... No, that's absolutely
and
not
income.
True.
Income.
Right. And, dick number and income. Dick number and, like, a quality of life index.
Interesting.
So they say, okay, well, we've spent... All right, so dick number correlates perfectly with quality of life index. So they start saying, all right, well, geez, you know, we thought it was IQ. We thought it was income. These were the determining factors. It's dick number.
How about how attractive your mate is?
What do you mean?
People with a higher dick number may have more attractive mates.
The internet doesn't bear that out. I don't know if you've seen a lot of these cams, these chatterbait couples. Amazingly beautiful women with it makes no sense. The dudes must be rich because they're ugly and they have small dicks.
Oh my God, your study is based on chatterbait.
No, but I'm saying it's disturbing. Like, why is that woman with that man and his dick?
Because he knows how to work the cam.
Well, maybe.
I mean, size isn't the only determining factor.
You know what the most impressive thing is? If a man knows how to work a live stream. That's probably the most attractive thing a man could do.
Determining factor in what?
So, like, just because you're large doesn't mean you're going to be great at bed. Just because you're small doesn't mean you're going to be terrible.
Mm.
So.
I agree with all that.
I can't have sex anymore.
However, there probably is a correlation.
I've heard... I don't know. I don't know about that.
It should also depend on the size of the other person. Because dick is not
like
the only
weight?
Size involved. No.
Yes.
I'm talking about vaginal size.
No. Gross. I'm talking about fatness.
Vaginas are pretty small.
Don't they differ in size from person to person? Depth, maybe?
Yeah. Yes.
What doesn't make sense to me is, given all of my skin...
Uh-huh.
My dick number is a very small portion of all of my skin. Why is it so important?
I don't understand that. Your skin is your largest
imagine
organ.
Imagine my arm was my dick.
Okay. Sure.
And I've got two of them.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But why is there so much focus on my dick? And this is why I can't be doing this.
Yeah, because you actually do very little with your
sex
dick.
Sex anymore.
Right?
Yeah. It's so pointless. It makes no sense.
Are you saying you want to fist somebody with up to your elbow?
That would make more logical sense.
I guess he's saying that your
sex.
Dick number is only for sexual sort of scientifical things only.
Unless we found that it had a correlation to something else and it unlocks some kind of human biological mystery that science then says... These guys, it's funny how things start as a joke, but then become like the most important thing in the world. Dick number is like the Donald Trump of science.
I think you should come up with a better name than dick number.
All right.
Well, maybe since you came up with it, it could be named after you.
What's the product of a multiplication problem called?
Product?
Product.
Didn't you just say product?
Yeah. Okay, never mind. I knew that. I was thinking quotient, but that's division.
Right.
Dick product. Penal product.
That sounds like their dick's making it.
Penal product?
dick product's not bad. Dick products also kind of sounds like
semen?
The name of a guy.
It sounds like semen.
I'm dick products. Hello. I'm dick products. Dick Products Oil and Gas Service in Bennington.
You could have the penis product.
The PP. The PP. PPI.
Sure, index.
PPN. Penis product number. Or what's an I term
quotient?
For...
Penis product quotient? I don't know.
PPQ? No, that's the PPI. And people just go, oh, what's the PPI?
Right.
I don't know.
It just becomes a field on your dating site.
So do you know why we talk about this on the show?
Because it's interesting and everyone loves to talk about dicks.
Oh, really?
I like that theory.
We like to
Not because I like the theory, but I like the accuracy of the theory.
We like to talk about things that make Nick uncomfortable. And this was like... But we also like... See, like, I believe...
He seems very uncomfortable with vaginas.
He's gotten actually really comfortable around this, though, because at the beginning... And it's not just uncomfortable, like, oh, I don't like talking about sex stuff. He's uncomfortable with this content because he thinks it's repetitive. But he doesn't understand that, like, okay, if you do something once, it's funny. But then if you do something, and let me just give me your feedback on this. You do something once and it's kind of funny, right? So people go, huh, I'm going to do it again because it was funny last time. It's obviously not going to be funny again, right? But then if you do it like 30 more times, it's funny again.
How else are you going to get it out there? And I mean, like, honestly, I don't subscribe to the PCL, so this is the first time I've ever heard of the Dick Number.
It's been on the regular show, so that just means you don't listen to the show.
Nope, I don't.
We know.
I stopped listening because I heard you guys basically put most of the good stuff on PCL.
Oh, no.
No, the regular show, I think, is better.
And then there's Nick's break shows, right?
Which are great. And the news, the Nick's news, the, Nick, the last news show, oh, my God. It was so good.
Really?
Thank you. There were parts of it that I listened to, like, several times. I was making dinner. And the part where you go, you're talking about, you're reenacting something, and you go, I'm going to kill you, nigga.
Right.
And
yeah.
then you go, ha! That, that has to be a drop. It was the funniest thing.
You
I
were
can't
very
do it.
Good at self, self, yeah, being the only person on a show,
it
and
was,
you're entertaining people. It's,
was
you're really
so
good
funny.
At that.
Aw, guys.
It was so good.
Has anyone ever seen a blind person use those Braille numbers on a hotel sign? Why the fuck are those there? They make no sense.
Well,
if you're blind, you're not going down everything going, I'm blind. I got to feel my hotel number. Right?
I'm pretty sure that there's like a specific place and location where they're supposed to be set.
Yes, Erica. We all know about the ADA. But other than that, has anyone seen a blind person use Braille on a sign?
When was the last time you saw a blind person?
Exactly. You can't see them. Because they're blind.
When was the last time a blind person saw me?
Right.
Never.
If they can't see me, I can't see them. Blind people.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's very metaphysical.
You guys are weird.
Okay, well, that bit was good. So I call the doctor's office, and I go, excuse me, doctor? And she's like, no, I'm just a secretary. I go, okay. I just answer the phone, and I go, okay. Well, I came in a while ago, and you guys said you'd bill me for my copay because I had my toenail drilled, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, but I haven't gotten a bill, and I haven't paid the bill. And she's like, let me look it up. Oh, says your account is zero. So did I scam the doctor's office? Because I have a copay, and had I paid it then, it would have been like 40 ducks. And instead I said, bill me, and they fucked up. And now my account is zero, or I've been sent to collections or something.
How long ago was it?
2 months.
They shouldn't go to collections that fast.
So I don't know, because that means I scammed them.
Okay, so like, I work in medical billing. You should have a copay, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
I mean, is it possible, like, it's not a copay, it's like a co-insurance, and you've already met your deductible?
There's no way I met my deductible, because I don't go to the doctor
Why
ever.
Are you questioning this? It's a zero balance.
Well, they make a lot of mistakes, probably.
You work in medical billing, so you know all about these cards. You know what's the problem with these cards
is? Are you talking about your insurance card?
Yeah, my insurance card.
It's a card that represents your insurance plan.
Yes, no, I get it. Here's the problem. My insurance changes so much, I keep getting new cards, and there's no date on these cards. So when I put them all in my wallet at once, I go, uh-oh, what's Ooh. The most recent card?
Maybe.
So then I just give them the one with the lowest copay on it, and they trust it, and they believe it because it's a card.
So it should get rejected because you're not available during those dates.
Huh?
So, like, you have dates on the card. When
no,
they
there's no
up,
dates.
No, but I'm saying your policy has dates.
Oh.
Coverage. It's called coverage.
All they do is scan the card, and then they just trust it. They don't look it up. I don't think.
I'm pretty sure they have to look up your eligibility. Just saying.
So, but you don't work at that. You're not the front desk lady that checks people in.
No, thank God.
You work in the back going, why is this so screwed up?
Yeah, I mean, I've done that. Yeah. I work in a larger, more, like right now I work for an insurance company itself. But yes, I've done that.
How often do you have to answer questions about your job to other people who aren't in your industry? Because I don't want to bug you.
Never.
Really?
Who asked somebody about medical billing?
Anyone who's been to the doctor and goes, you're in medical billing? Why does it make no sense?
Well, a lot of people are disconnected. One of the reasons why healthcare is so expensive is because people are disconnected from this process because of insurance.
People also don't take the time to understand what a deductible is, and that just totally behooves me.
People don't take the time to understand shit. They're fucking retards. Now, what do we do about this?
Absolutely nothing.
Do we sterilize or what? What do you think of the idea? This was something I talked about on the PCL. What do you think of the idea of voluntary sterilization?
That exists.
Well, no, I mean, here's how it would work. No, no, but I mean, like, you talk people into doing it by incentivizing them to do it. So people voluntarily sterilize themselves by getting a vasectomy or getting their tubes tied, but those are voluntary choices. So you have these people who are, you know, rural, white, poor, or inner city minority poor.
You're talking
people.
About instead of, like, a tax credit for your children, get, like, a credit for being sterilized.
Kind of, but what it would do is, like, say you're some woman, right, and you're 16, and you come from a terrible family, and you're on drugs, right? A girl comes to, we're on the break show. Does this go anywhere? Okay, so I've met people.
The break shows are normally free, if that's what you're asking.
Right, associated with the Free State Project, where I'm like, oh, God, that person should never reproduce. But if it was somebody who had, like, history of drug use, history of mental illness, and a low IQ, and their problem was never going to be solved, you say, look, here's what we're going to do. We're a private foundation called the Future Society. And what we're going to do is we're going to give you $10,000 to be sterilized, meaning you can never have children, but you'll get $10,000. Now, the only moral issue that I can think of is that you're taking advantage of somebody with a high time preference because they're stupid, right?
Or so, a low income.
Well, yeah, but also, the high time preference is the result of usually low income, or low income is the result of
high time preference.
High time preference means you're unable to defer gratification, which is like why most people wind up being addicts.
And going to Rent-A-Center, yeah.
The people who go to Rent-A-Center is for those who can't defer gratification. People who buy scratch tickets can't defer gratification. Usually,
these are the people we want sterile, so your plan is working perfectly so far.
You guys realize there was this guy called Hitler, right? It's a similar idea. It's a more intelligent way to do it. You're almost
voluntary. It's voluntary, though.
Voluntary. But
right. There's another way around this, and this isn't my idea. Free swastika tattoos.
Okay, so the only thing I see with that is people aren't always that way. And the other thing is their children aren't necessarily going to be a product of who they are. Although generally...
Dick product?
Oh, you can call... Let's call kids dick products.
That's exactly what they are.
But that means every human
We're all
is.
Dick products.
Oh, we're all dick products. No, you just call them that until you're 18. And then it's like a big deal about turning 18 is you're not called dick product anymore.
And then when you're an adult, you're ADP. You're an adult dick product.
Also a payroll company.
Cool. That's the end of my break show.
But you were saying, you bring up Hitler, bring that to the end.
I don't know why. It just made me think of that.
Oh, sure. It's Hitlerish. But
I think it's just the word sterilization is what really made me think of it.
Yeah, it's eugenics. I mean, it is eugenics.
You are targeting a specific demographic that probably isn't going to be a great parent.
But would Hitler have been bad if he said, you know, the Jews and the retards, they shouldn't procreate. And I'm going to have a meeting at the Reichstag. So he brings them all in, and he says, hey, guys, really concerned about the future of Germany here.
Sure.
And, you know, you having kids is a big part of the problem. So we are going to build this super sweet highway that people can drive really fast on and call it the Autobahn. But instead, we're going to take all that money, and we are also going to develop this car called Volkswagen.
Oh, my goodness.
The People's Wagen.
When I heard about that. Anyways.
And instead of doing those two projects, we're just going to get a pile of cash from those things, and we're going to give it all to you in exchange for agreeing to be medically sterilized.
Wait, why wouldn't they just take the money that we're going to the camps?
Oh, this was earlier. This is, like, before shit hit the fan.
He's like, you get this car, and you get this, like, camp place, and yeah. But I think it would only work if you made it available to everyone, not just people who fit in a particular demographic. Otherwise, it would be very... I don't know. Ist, not racist, sexist, incomist.
Well,
I don't know what the word
well,
is.
Well, there are ists. So here's another interesting question, okay? And this is where things start to get a little uncomfortable. Nick, this can happen another time if you've got
Where's the rest of the show? Where's the rest of the people?
To say that, if somebody were to say, these are things that I have a problem with. You're a woman, so you're like blank, right? That's totally unfair. Or to say, you're black, so you're like blank. Right, because those are just like biological identities, and
unless
they don't...
it's scientifically proven, it's kind of insulting.
Right, so it doesn't really determine anything about how you're going to behave or what you're going to do or what you're going to think. But if you said you're an evangelical Christian, so
you mean things that aren't biological,
blank, or you're Jewish. Right? Now you can at least know some things about those people based on those kinds of identities because they're not biological, they're cultural. They come with ideas. You still can't, there's no way to get from here to a justification for exterminating people, obviously. But why am I talking about this? This feels very uncomfortable.
Because you're, because it kind of is like pre-exterminating people.
But I'm not into exterminating people. I'd seen that's like very bad. Like Hitler's the worst guy.
Yeah.
Well, Stalin is worse and Mao is worse. But Hitler's like in the top three worst guys.
It's about the same as... Doesn't China have this rule that you're only allowed to have so many children or something like that?
Yeah, they have like a one-child policy. Thing.
Right. We could just do that.
And
instead of impose the... I guess it's a choice, but a choice to take away your own, right? It's a very complicated subject.
It is. It's really because you want to let people do whatever they want.
You could write a very long thesis on
that.
No,
you don't.
Well, I mean, as long as they're not hurting anybody else, you want to let people do whatever they want. But now we live in a world where people having kids...
If they're being all black and going to Rent-A-Center, they're hurting me.
No, I agree. And I think... I mean, my experience was I worked at a boarding school that brought the poorest kids from rural Vermont and the poorest kids from the inner city. And they had all the same problems, right? And they didn't say, oh, look at us. We're of all the same problems. They said, crack a nigga, fuck you, throw a chair, stab somebody with a pen... Even though their problems were exactly the same and they should have been friends and they should have been each other's support system. And it was sad. But poverty was a big part of the problem. But the biggest part of the problem was how they were raised, the parenting that they had. That's the thing. So when you see a shitty person and you know they like to fuck, you grab them and you say, do you want $10,000 to fuck without having kids?
Sure.
Forever.
I have to wonder how many guys at the age of between the age of 18 or even 16 and like 24 would be like, hell yes, I do.
Okay, well then I think, but also if this became a kind of opportunity, there would also be a discussion and education around it.
Here's a very good question: is this operation reversible?
I like when
no, because you could just take the $10,000 and. Like what,
you'd have
what
to
if
pay
the cost...
to reverse it, though.
Oh, my God. What if there was a scam? No, but what if the scam was the reversing of the operation was $4,000? So you're like, yeah, I'll take the $10,000, and then you just keep six.
So you need to make the payout be equal to what it costs to reverse it.
But wait a minute. If you had had the operation at all, you were never eligible for state benefits. Welfare.
Well, people that don't have kids can't get welfare anyway.
What? Anyone can get welfare.
Welfare. Yeah, I think you can only get welfare if you don't have kids.
Define welfare.
I mean, if you have kids, you have to have children to get welfare.
What is welfare?
A government handout.
I know, but is welfare different than food stamps, which
yes,
is different than Medicare?
Two different programs.
Oh, I call them all welfare.
Right. Well,
all right, I don't know.
Entitlements. But entitlements are also like Medicare. Okay. Medicaid.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So you have food stamps, which is food, Medicaid, which is health care, and welfare, which is...
Welfare is just money?
Yes. And sometimes it includes the food, but yes.
Oh, my God.
So you can only... as far as I know in New Hampshire, you cannot get welfare unless you have children.
So, okay, even if that's true, what kind of incentives does that reveal to us?
I don't know, because I'm not that person. Like, other than that there's going to be less crummy parents...
Less what? Crummy?
We could definitely use to have less populated planet.
What you say is, if you say, hey, poor stupid person, you can't have welfare unless you...
Sterilize.
Make more of yourselves.
Wait.
What I'm saying is you can't have welfare anyway if you don't have kids. It'd be more like to say food stamps.
Okay, sure. But you can get food stamps if you don't have kids.
That's right.
All right. So... you can get government assistance without kids. Now, think about this. So you understand the incentive problem, right? That if you're saying you need to have kids to get welfare.
I hate that. That's dumb.
Now, I heard one time, I'll tell you two stories. Both happened in Vermont. The first one, I was a young man. I was working in a video store. And the girl who worked with me, who was retarded, she didn't know who Robert De Niro was. And I almost wanted to break a bottle over her head. Because she worked in the video store, and I had to apologize. Someone goes, do you have a section for Robert De Niro movies? I realize you have movies organized by actors. And she goes, I don't know who that is. And I went, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. This girl doesn't know anything. I said that right in front of her.
Well, you have to be pretty sheltered not to know Robert De Niro.
Exactly. He was in Taxi. Now, that's from the regular show. So she's commiserating with another one of her welfare friends, and she could only work so many hours because she needed to keep getting welfare. And this girl goes, I'm gonna keep having kids till the state buys me a house. And I went, holy shit.
Well, what she said is very unintelligent because you can't actually afford those kids and afford a house with what they give you. But her point is, yeah, you do get more money when you get more kids. I'm not sure if there's a stopping point because I never really looked into it because I don't have kids or need welfare. But it is kind of weird that it's only available to people who have children. And who pays into it? Everybody.
Everybody.
Even people that don't have children.
Right. So it's incentivizing. It's something that it's an opportunity cost because it takes money away from hardworking people and incentivizes dumb, non-hardworking people to make more of themselves to be future burdens on society.
To put it bluntly,
bad program. Mine is the opposite, where we say, you want a little bit of money? This ends with you, fucknut. You know, dipstick. Shit for brains.
Sure, yeah.
you can say those things because they're kind of funny. And they go, yeah, I am kind of a shit for brains.
So, like, so you're only making this program available to women?
No, dudes too.
Okay.
They got to.
The guys don't actually have children.
I know, but they can go out. But see, that the guys are even more of a threat because they could go out and.
They can make as many kids as they want in one day.
Oh, my God. I could just run around spraying semen. I mean, if I did it long enough and traveled far enough, eventually it would impregnate
somebody.
But
you're not going to be the one, generally, you're not going to be the one collecting welfare for your kids. So here's another thing is you wouldn't offer it to both a husband and a wife that are in a relationship because there wouldn't really be a point, or would there?
If they're real dumb, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because chances are if they're dumb and if they're like, troubled people, they're probably not going to stay married. So it's not like just because they've been... What?
Are we still online? The power just went out for a second.
I think it just flickered.
Hello?
Hello?
All right. Sorry about that.
So
okay. We've been going for 30 minutes. I get Brett's point. I don't know if Erica maybe should be sterilized if she doesn't get it.
It's very offensive to, not to me, but it is offensive.
No, to who? It's not offensive. It's helpful.
I'm sure there are people that would find it offensive.
Okay. So, well, if you think about it, like, let's just go a little bit further. Let's say you get $10,000 to sterilize yourself. And the truth is that, not you, let's not make it about you. Let's
you
say
can do that.
That,
I don't care.
Okay, so you're some dumb shit, right? And you just love to fuck and do meth.
Yeah, they're just going to spend it on meth because they're dumb.
Right. Okay, well, so that's a problem. So then, but at least it ends with them. Right? At least that's the end of the line.
I guess, yeah.
Okay, now that is very eugenic. That is a little Hitlerish.
Yeah.
But even though it's voluntary. So you bring this person in, you say, look, you're a total disaster, but you find a nice way to say that to him. Then you say, we are currently a private foundation interested in making the world better.
I feel like I see someone trying to sue this private foundation at some point.
Oh, people would be mad about this. Because,
so you'd have to have them sign something.
Yeah, sure. The left would be up in arms about this because poor people are their bread and butter. So they would say, we recognize you have come across our radar as a problematic dipshit kind of person,
no,
nice way.
Yeah,
no, they have a nice way.
Way
to say it.
They'd say, you have a wonderful opportunity to improve the future.
Our foundation provides opportunities to make the world better in the future. And how we do it is we sterilize you because you have this troubled history of drug use and stupidity.
Do you think it's worth the $10,000?
Do you think is it worth $10,000 to you right now? And
no, I mean, do you think it's worth paying someone $10,000 to?
Oh, oh my God.
We take it out of welfare.
In 20 years, it saves like taxpayers $100,000 at least.
Yeah.
It's just like investing It is an investment in the future.
Oh.
So you say, we will pay you $10,000 in installments over the next year if you attend our counseling program on how to have a better life. Right? Mm-hmm. How to get a job, how to put together a resume, how to build a career, and also how to fix all of these fucking mental problems you have that have made you such a what's a good word for like a stupid shithead?
Jew.
No, a stupid shithead. No. Jews are smart.
Spoon face.
Spoon face. The things that have made you such a spoon face, we want to deal with, right? We want you. You have been traumatized by your shitty parents, who were traumatized by your shitty grandparents. And this cycle goes back. We don't want you to traumatize kids. We want you to have a successful life in your own right, but you're too dangerous to have little kids coming out of your vagina.
You mean raising them, not raising coming them. Out of your vagina.
No, because their genetics are fucked. Especially, oh my God, the epigenetic stuff, and especially if the mom is doing drugs or the mom is stressed. If a mom is stressed during a pregnancy, it fucks kids up.
What mom isn't stressed during a pregnancy?
No, but I mean, like, if a woman is, like, you know, the police are being called and the husband is a loose cannon or an alcoholic, that has an epigenetic effect on a baby. So that can't, that's all bad. Those people should not procreate.
I'm just glad I'm so perfect
fuck
that
you.
I don't fit into this group.
No, I know. This is... We're the elites.
All right, Brett. I like the theory. I like that Erica doesn't fully... She's not on board yet, but once we sterilize her, she will be.
So I guess the moral of the story is Hitler wasn't wrong. Fuck you. Just kidding. That's not the moral of the story. The moral of the story is... I'm just spitballing here. Just sharing.
Since I can't have kids anyway, most likely, I might just take the $10,000 and invest it. Just saying.
Oh, you wouldn't be targeted.
You can't have kids?
For this program.
Oh, doesn't matter. Well...
Boo-hoo. And there goes Nick with the awkward comments.
She started it.
This philosophical reflection has been made possible by PukeInTheGang.com. Listen to more nonsense, poop stories, and jokes and shit like that at iTunes under Puke and the Gang.